Imagine living in a place where even a simple infection could be deadly. This was the reality of the people of San Giovanni Rotondo until Padre Pio's vision of healing brought hope and care to their doorstep. Join us as we remember the opening of the Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza, a place that continues to change lives to this day. Stay tuned as we commemorate the inauguration of the Home of the Relief of Suffering.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today, May 5th, we commemorate the inauguration of Padre Pio's hospital, the day the Home of the Relief of Suffering opened its doors to the public. Now, I imagine most of us here live in urban areas where medical care is easily accessible. But less than 70 years ago, in the remote town of San Giovanni Rotondo, there was no proper medical institution. People suffered and even died from treatable illnesses because the nearest major city, Foggia, was about 40 kilometers away. That might not seem so far today, but back then cars were rare, especially in small villages like San Giovanni. Seeing this suffering firsthand, Padre Pio felt a divine calling to bring healing to his community. He envisioned a hospital right there on the mountain, a place where the sick could find relief not only for their bodies, but also for their souls. A vision many thought impossible. The obstacles were overwhelming. There was no money, the location was remote and difficult to reach, and World War II had just begun. Yet, Padre Pio, guided by trust in God's providence, remained committed to this vision. Today, thanks to his perseverance, San Giovanni Rotondo is home to one of the most renowned hospitals in Europe. So, to honor this special day, I want to share the speech Padre Pio gave on May 5th, 1956, at the hospital's inauguration. Around 15,000 people gathered to witness what many once believed could never be achieved. Here are his words. Ladies, gentlemen, and brothers of Christ, the Home of the Relief of Suffering is completed. I thank the benefactors from every corner of the globe who have cooperated. This is the creature that the Divine Providence, with your help, has created, and I give it to you. Admire it and bless with me the Lord God. A seed has been sown on the earth that God will warm with his rays of his love. A new army made of sacrifices and love will rise in God's glory and comfort the souls and bodies of the infirm. Do not deny us your aid. Help this apostolate of the erasing of human suffering. The divine charity that knows no limits and as the light of God himself and the eternal life will accumulate for each of you a treasure of graces that Jesus has made us their heirs on the cross. The work that you see today is at the beginning of its life, but in order to grow and become an adult, it needs to be fed, and this requires your continuing generosity so that it does not die of starvation, but makes this town famous for its hospital, one which is capable of meeting the most difficult technical challenges together with the most monastic Franciscan order, a place of prayer and science, where all mankind will find Jesus Christ in a single stable, looked after by a single shepherd. A step on the road has been taken. Let us not stop the march. Let us respond to his call and create good for all, fulfilling our obligations. By my insistent prayers, and as a humble slave of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our aching desire to take to our hearts all humanity that suffers, so that we can present them to the mercy of the Heavenly Father, you, with the illumination of grace, with liberty, with perseverance in good, with the correctness of intention. Onwards with a humble spirit and a heart held high. God bless all who have worked and who will work in this Casa. You and your families will be repaid many times over in this life and with eternal joy in the next. We ask the help of the Holy Virgin, the grace of the seraphic Saint Francis in heaven, Christ's deputy, and the Supreme Pontiff here on earth, so that our prayers may be answered. End of speech. Today, the Home of the Relief of Suffering has grown into one of the largest and most advanced medical institutions in Europe, with 900 beds, 206 elderly care beds, 2,900 employees, 60,000 annual admissions, and 9,500 surgeries per year. But for Padre Pio, this hospital was never just about treating the body. It was about bringing God's love to the sick. He reminded the medical staff that their duty was not only to heal, but to provide psychological and spiritual comfort. Their mission was to bring God to the sick. And really, this isn't just for doctors and nurses. It's a calling for all of us. Whatever your profession, whatever our role in life, we are all called to bring God's love to those around us. As Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another." So may we, like Padre Pio, trust in God's providence, persevere in the face of challenges, and never cease to sow seeds of love in the world. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.